This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Dean, if you know what the right thing to do is, do you automatically do it?
I wouldn't call doing the right thing automatic. Often it's very difficult to figure out what is right. But sure, once I think I figured it out, that ideally is what I do.
That's how Socrates thought it through. He said, no one would knowingly do the wrong thing. If we do, it's out of ignorance. We just don't fully understand the situation.
Aristotle had a different take on it. He recognized that sometimes people suffer from a weakness of will. That is, we know we should do what is right, but we sometimes lack the will to do so. It's a problem that plagues most of us, well-intentioned humans.
I know that I should always tell the truth, but sometimes it's not that easy. If my boss asks me why a project is late, I might lie, telling him that I had more pressing business. Rather than telling him the truth, I completely forgot about it. Even though telling the truth may be the right thing to do, sometimes I go for the short-term good benefit of protecting myself.
And what's wrong with that?
Many things. I feel guilty about lying and suspect that my boss guesses the truth anyway. I feel bad about myself for being too cowardly to tell the truth. Maybe Aristotle is right. Lying in this case does feel like a kind of weakness.
And maybe Socrates is right, too. If you had known how awful you would have felt after choosing to lie, maybe you would have told the truth instead.
What motivates you to do the right thing? Tell us the truth. Come on now at ethicallyspeaking.org.
The show is co-produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Center for Ethics at the University of Montana. Support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.